Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to our teaching today, and we're just all excited about the Word of God. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, come now and anoint. Come now and touch our lips, touch our mind, touch our intellect, touch our spirit, but mostly anoint from on high thy Word as it is spoken and taught. And God, anoint the ears, the hearts, and the minds, and the souls, those that receive it, that they might be enriched by your Word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we finish up on a three-part teaching session under the title of What Are You Doing With the Mantle? And talking about the anointing of God. The first teaching was come out of 2 Kings and chapter 2 and verse 8 through 15. And that verse we're in, that Elijah had asked Elisha in verse 8 what he wanted. In verse 9, he said he wanted a double portion of thy anointing. And Elijah had said if he seen him when he went up, he would receive that double portion of that anointing. And if not, he would not. So we come to the setting of that and all excited about the Word of God. Then in teaching number 2, we done the teaching on the miracles that was done by Elijah. Notice in that verse, Elisha asked for a double portion that which was upon Elijah. And those 7 categories, major miracles he did, the drought, meal and oil multiplied, child restored, sacrifice consumed of fire, captain and men slain by the fire, rain brought, you know, the end of a drought, rain come forth, and then water of the Jordan divided, and that was in 2 Kings 2 and 8. The 7 major miracles done by Elijah. Now today, we want to cover the 14 major miracles done by the man of God, Elisha. And in 2 Kings, in the 2nd chapter in verse 14, starts out with the first, and this is an overlap of the first teaching we done about the anointing and the mantle. And here we refer back to it because within it is the first miracle he done. Elisha, when he took that mantle, the first thing he done, he went and put it to the test. And he took up, in verse 13, also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the banks of Jordan. Then he went on to declare in verse 14, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he had also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. That's the first miracle. Then we go into 2 Kings in the 21st verse of that, and we find these words. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus said the Lord, I have healed thee these waters. These shall not be from hence any more death or barren land. Now that was a time of the healing of the waters, and he purified them by his prayer and by that which he spoke. And that was in the 21st verse. Then we go into the, that was the second one. We go to the third miracle, and this was in 2 Kings 2 and 24. And here we see we would have to read 23 and 24 to get the understanding. And he went up from hence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him. And he said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And then in verse 24, and he turned back and looked at them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the woods and tarried 42 children of them. And that being the third major miracle of Elisha. Then we go into same book, 2 Kings. We go into the third chapter and we get verse 16 through verse 20. And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus said the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. Now that's where he's speaking here in verse 18. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into thy hands. And ye shall smite each fenced city and every choice city, and shall fall even good trees and stop as well of water, stop all wells of water, and mar even good piece of land with stones. Verse 20. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the king was come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward and stood in the border. And it goes on to tell us what happened and what took place, wherein God did what he said he did through the hand of God. And they were smitten according to the word of God. And this being the fourth major miracle that the man of God Elisha did. Then just over in the next chapter, the fourth chapter of 2 Kings, we find in verse 5, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. This is the miracle of the flowing of the oil and the cure of oil. And it goes on to read, and verse 7, and she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thou debt, and live thou and thou children of the rest. There again, that being the fifth major miracle. Then on down in the same chapter, we find in verse 16 and 17, and he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. And in verse 17, and the woman conceived and bore a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. That is the sixth major miracle. Then we're going to have to hurry, because time is going to run out on these if we don't cover them real fast. And the seventh major miracle was in 4 and 35, and this is where the child was raised to life. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And that's where the child was raised from dead and back to life. That's number 7. Number 8 is 2 Kings 4 and 41. And there, that is where the partridge was multiplied, and it was reamed harmless in the sea. In 41, but he said, then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. So in other words, he prayed over it, and when he spoke, then there was no harm come from that which was in the pot. That being the eighth major miracle. Then in the 4 and 43, down just a few verses, we come with another miracle. He goes on to say, starting out, what should I set this before 100 men? And he said again, give the people and they may eat, for thus said the Lord, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So it goes on to say in 44, so he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of the Lord. And that's the that being multiplied, the food they eat, and that is the number 9. And then in 5 and 10, chapter 5 and verse 10, here we come down to that which of Naaman, which it referred to him there in the 9th verse. Then in the 10th verse, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and the flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be cleansed. And that's the healing that took place for Naaman, and that is number 10. And then now the 11th major miracle is found in 2 Kings in the 5th chapter in verse 25. But he went in and stood before his servant, and Elisha said unto him, whence cometh thou, Gehazi? And he said, thou servant went no whither, in verse 26, and he said unto him, went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? It is a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and manservants and maidservants. And there it says in verse 27, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and to thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. And that's the 11th major miracle of Elisha. The Gehazi was struck with the leprosy. Now we look at the 12th major miracle, and that's found over in the 6th chapter and verse 3 through verse 6. In verse 3, one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was falling a beam, the axe head fell in the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. That being major miracle number 12. Then number 13 is in 2 Kings 6 and 18. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite the people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now the skeptic would say, well, that's only 13. What about 14? Let's look over in 2 Kings chapter 13. And in verse 21, it came to pass as they were burying a man that, behold, they heard a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his own. In other words, he was brought back to life just touching the bones. And that makes number 14, or therefore fulfilling what the man of God Elijah said. He'd done 7, and this prophecy of the word of God wherein Elisha done 14. So we give praise to God for the victory and know that God can give a double portion. And I asked you, what are you doing with the anointing that's on your life and the mantle that's been given to you? Now we ask the Lord he might bless. Lord, in the name of Jesus, for man, woman, boy, or girl that's not saved, listen to this teaching today. Let them come to know you as Lord and Savior of their life. And Lord, I also ask you, Lord, for those that need a healing, need a miracle, Lord, that need deliverance from alcohol, from cigarettes and drugs, and God, you would be their deliverance. God, let the same anointing that was on these miracles be on those, and let them receive miracles at my voice, at the voice of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to our next teaching. And our prayer is, God keep and bless you in the name of the Lord.